Mendesis Harris and Yandy Smith got tongues wagging and cheeks clapping on Snapchat. We're going to dive into that.
And is Holly Robinson Pete too old? You won't believe who said that.
It wasn't me. Plus, you won't believe what Dolly Parton's planning for Christmas. But first,
let's get this started.
Yeah. All right, kicking it off with some vintage tea.
Back in the
80s, Rob Lowe and Demi Moore co-starred in the movie About Last Night, as well as St. Elmo's Fire, which also starred a bunch of their fellow Brat Pack members. All right. Well, on the Let's Talk Off Camera podcast, Kelly Ripa asked Rob if he had a crush on Demi, and apparently it was more than a crush. Rob said, Demi and I, briefly, I'm not telling tales out of school. We briefly had a thing. Look, anytime you put young 20-something men and women together, hookups are inevitable.
Sure.
It evidently didn't last long because Demi soon got engaged to Emilio Estevez, but they broke it off and she ultimately married Bruce Willis, and Rob's been married to his wife Cheryl since 1991.
Wow. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. 91?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know nobody who's been together that long.
Oh, my.
Bill and Camille.
Oh, they still together, huh?
Yeah.
Michelle and Obama.
But it's rare. It's a rare condition in this day and age.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
9 months is a long time.
I mean, but that's what young, hot people do, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
If you're in peak physical condition, you should be getting physical.
Oh.
Really?
Why are you
single? You know what I mean?
Like, don't look at me. I'm saved. All I do is pray and read the Bible.
Exactly.
Well, y'all, Mendesis Harris really got Black Twitter buzzing. Folks wanted to know why he had a caked-up mystery woman on his Snapchat. Well, he explained by saying, I take viral videos and repost and make money off of other people's content. And that's not all. His wife, Yandy Smith, weighed in, too, and said, that's how we pay our mortgage and car notes. Snap pay well. Please go and look at his Snap 32 more times. LOL. Ain't that right, Mendesis?
Okay.
I mean, when you know how you're getting the money, go get to the money. But I want to know what restaurant that was.
Yeah. I think it's like you should credit the creator, like, or, you know.
Oh! In line for a taco, sis?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, we're in line for a taco.
I'm doing the wrong thing.
I mean, have you ever been so hungry you, like, twerk for your food?
But I'm not gonna twerk much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna do that.
And she's got, it's given OnlyFans. It's given OnlyFans advertisement.
It's okay. Giving you got
twerk
your
for a taco.
Leroy, here I am.
It's giving you a show.
That's what it's giving.
Not Leroy.
Yes, Lord, that's a black man's dream.
Everybody thinks so hard on, like, what's going on the internet. If you repost something, like, that doesn't mean that you're actually enjoying it for yourself.
True.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely true.
And it's dope when your partner is with your shenanigans.
Hello.
Exactly.
And if they're not, you just say it's AI. You can make anything these days. Like, all right, well, okay, the Hallmark Network is keeping things nice and sweet with their movies, but a new lawsuit says it's not that way behind the scenes.
Oh.
Who would have thunk it? Now, the suit filed by a former casting exec says 60-year-old Holly Robinson Pete was called too expensive and too old by Hallmark's executive VP of programming, Lisa Hamilton Daly.
Wow.
Shame on you, Lisa. And allegedly, Lisa was a mean girl to 42-year-old Lacey Chabert because she wanted to replace her with someone similar but younger. You can't replace Lacey Chabert.
Yeah.
Who is Lacey Chabert?
Yeah, I'm going to Google
that. Same person as
she
Lisa.
She was in Mean
we
Girls.
We don't know.
Other girl
her,
in Mean
right
Girls.
That wasn't Lindsay Lohan?
She wasn't Lindsay.
She was
That's
the girl.
Her.
She was also in Party of Five. It was on TV for a long time. I mean, it sucks, but it's like, if you're Hallmark's, I don't know, you can cast whoever you want in your movies.
Well, anybody can do that. Yeah. Cast
but not Holly Robinson Pete is too old. She tried it.
Yo, because me seeing a commercial with Holly Robinson Pete in something almost made me watch the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow. But she and her husband got a show now that comes on every Saturday.
Here he go. Here he go.
Tamar was on there.
See how he do? That.
You forgot?
Yeah, I didn't even know because I didn't know when Tamar was. I didn't even watch it. But
Yes, you did, girl.
But I watch it now, though, because who's on there now?
My sister.
Oh, Lisa Ray. Yeah.
On the Hallmark Channel?
No, they don't.
Oh, never mind.
Let's move on from that era, honey. Right. It's so dead and old.
All right, y'all know Taylor Swift fans are very devoted.
Oh. Well, the girls super have moved fan. On.
Well, all right, we're going to super fan Rebecca Fox take it to the next level by creating her own Swiftie convention, which she has spent over a year planning. Taylor's Eras tour hit New Orleans this past weekend, and Rebecca lives there. So she started by booking a block of 191 rooms at the local Holiday Inn. She only charged people face value for the rooms, but there were also a bunch of Taylor-themed events that you could pay, that you could buy tickets for separately. Now, do you want to meet other super fans of your favorite artists?
No.
No?
Yeah,
you don't want to meet any other Diana Rossies? I don't know what they would
do. I don't want to meet no more queens.
Nothing else to do.
Thank you.
You have nothing else to do.
A bunch of queens. Girl, I like Miss Ross too, girl. Okay, girl.
It depends on the fandom, because different groups bring out different types of people. I remember I was leaving here from work the other day, and I saw like a whole bunch of people, and it was all dressed a certain way, and they was there to see Sabrina Carpenter, I guess. Like, I want to meet more of her
I
fans.
I love her.
But the but like a Wu-Tang thing, like, you know, where it was like a whole bunch of people was really hardcore in the Wu-Tang, I'd go to that.
Oh, no.
My Tay Marshall friends do that. But you know, Gary, you're the only queen that don't want to be around no more queens. I don't understand it.
No, ma'am, bitch, I don't.
Why?
You want to be the king of queens?
It's just like women. Y'all don't like women, don't like other women because they messy. So I don't want to be around no messy queens.
Okay. Well, they enlighten me. All right. Well, y'all, Miss Dolly Parton loves Christmas, and she doesn't have kids of her own. I ain't even know that. How come I didn't know that? Dolly Parton ain't got no kids. That's a fun fact. So she entertains her huge family in a special way. Now, in the latest issue of Good Housekeeping UK, Miss Dolly said, every year I plan, every year I play Granny Claus. I get in my Santa Claus suit and I come down the chimney with my sack of food presents. Everyone thought, even though it's a lot of children are grown up now, they still expect me to do it. Can y'all imagine Miss Dolly Parton coming down your chimney?
No, baby. Yeah,
Dolly's not fitting through anything.
Baby, she had to deflate, honey.
And pump them back up like the Reebok pumps.
She got good cakes, too, while y'all talking.
Yeah. Yo, I can't believe she never had kids. Like,
I didn't know that.
She was busy.
Well, what's the man she was linked to?
She's married to somebody.
Carl Thomas Dean is Mr.
And she's been married to him for years.
Yeah. Wow. That's nice.
She got a cute shape.
She married the wrong Carl Thomas.
Yeah. She would have for sure got kids then.
Because I wish I never met her at all, Carl Thomas. Oh. We'd have some beige children out here.
It's also surprising to think about, like, the way Dolly looked in, like, the 70s. That nobody was able to, like, plant a child.
You wouldn't have made it to work.
I know.
You'd have been working like 9 to 2.
9 to 2.
Up next, Keke Palmer and SZA are in an upcoming movie, and we're gonna tick it or skip it right after Tamar, the break.
Tamar!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, y'all, it's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
All right, y'all, so the trailer just dropped for the Issa Rae produced buddy comedy, One of Those Days. Mm. And it stars Keke Palmer, SZA, and her acting debut, Lil Rel and Cat Williams.
Oh.
Now, the movie is set to hit theaters January 24th, and it focuses on the lengths that two friends will go to when that rent money is due. Check it out.
Alyssa, get down.
Someone threw retro Jordans up here.
How much that's worth?
Be careful.
Oh my God, bitch, I thought I killed you.
We need our money.
Pay you $70 per pint.
Okay.
Take it easy on me, because news make me squeamish.
Join the club, girl. Today's my first day.
Ow! Ow!
Did we still get the money?
Oh, that's so good.
I am so here for this. I would watch the SZA eat Twizzlers with the RZA and JZA in front of the Leaning Tower of Pizza. I'm definitely going to take that situation right there.
That was very lyrical head crack.
Yeah. Yo, that's how she made me feel.
Skipping it.
Oh, why are you skipping it?
Y'all saw that mess.
What?
When she was getting her damn blood drawing blood all over the place. You don't see that. Didn't she on the damn telephone pole getting electrocuted? I need some realty.
Realty?
Like, you need property?
And it reminds me of Friday After Next. No.
But sorry. From a female's perspective, I'm watching it. Friday after the next
funny.
Was good.
I can't wait to see this. I
Me
love
too.
Kiki Palmer, and I can't wait to see SZA's acting.
Me
because
too.
Her music is phenomenal.
Then you got Cat Williams, Janelle James from Abbott Elementary. Man, listen, it's a go job.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to do well.
Okay, y'all, moving on. The wife of L.A. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, Kelly Stafford, says she's wasting money bringing their daughters to the games. Hmm. During her podcast the morning after, Kelly, who has four daughters between 4 and 7 years old, discussed their lack of focus when they attend their dad's home games. She said, there's this section in the suite where the food is and you can sit and have a cocktail or something to eat. And my kids are sitting there coloring. They can color at home. So what do you guys think? Is it a waste of time to bring your kids that young to sporting events like this? Will
Absolutely.
They even remember?
Certainly can be.
I mean, I don't know how many, like, comp tickets you get if you play for the team, right. but if they got to pay for them kids, they should stay at home.
Mm-hmm. They probably don't have to pay for them.
Well, then what's she complaining about? Then it's free. I mean, those kids stay at home with who? The nanny? They got a nanny?
I'm sure they
Either
do.
Either way, you got to pay.
Yeah.
Really?
If you bring them with you, you got to pay. If you stay home with the nanny, you got to pay the nanny.
Yeah. And you can't really drink as much when your kids are present.
No, that's definitely
Maybe
true.
Maybe that's what she should just say.
Kids who get upset, that blood sugar gets low, and these football games are long, and they start whining and crying and ruining the day for everyone around them.
But it's their daddy. They should have these memories.
Exactly.
Period.
She should talk about them when she had all them damn babies.
Between 4 and 7 is intense.
Yeah.
Maybe she's talking about the outfit.
They look like clones of the same person. Like they raid the same child four times.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Halloween is coming up, and our friends at Ghostbed have a deal you can't miss.
That's right, Tana. Want to feel like a VIP every night? Ghostbed offers the kind of sleep experience that can make even A-listers jealous.
That's right, Headcrack. For over 20 years, Ghostbed has been perfecting the art of luxurious sleep without the high price tag.
Imagine getting comfy on a mattress designed to help you sleep longer, better, and cooler. Ghostbed's mattresses feature advanced cooling technology and breathable materials so you stay comfortable all night.
But it doesn't stop there. Pair your mattress with ultra-soft cooling bed sheets and plush pillows. And for the ultimate sleep experience, check out Ghostbed's award-winning adjustable base.
With its independent heads and foot customizations, you can find the perfect position for binge-watching your favorite shows or getting a restful night's sleep.
Right now, Ghostbed is celebrating their Halloween sale with the best prices of the year. Plus, as a special treat for our fans, you can score 50% off site-wide. Just visit ghostbed.com/dish and use code DISH at checkout with fast and free shipping. You could be enjoying your new sleep setup in just a few days. And every mattress comes with a 101-night sleep trial and an industry-leading warranty. So you know you invested in quality.
Ready to transform your sleep? Visit ghostbed.com/dish and use code DISH at checkout for 50% off your order. Sweet dreams.
Up next, it's the Battle of the Thirst Traps. And does Home Depot want the guys in corporate to get their hands dirty? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
It's time for
Battle of the Thirst Traps.
Okay, first up is former Extreme Home Makeover host Ty Pennington. You guys remember him?
Yeah.
He just had a major birthday, so he shared this pic, and he said, thirst trapping all the way into 60, because why not, right? A follower did tell me recently that I don't have much time left, so consider this my official petition to rebrand 60 to #60. What do we think? How we feel about that?
He's 59?
How do you feel about that pink right there?
I like a pink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ty used to look kind of goofy, like now he looks mature. I like his
Where he work at? He got a job?
I'd like to see, like, he was good. He was so good on that show. He's engaging, he could build things.
Yeah.
He's the move that van guy, yeah?
Move the van.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember that show.
Yeah.
He was using clothes in it, yeah?
Yeah, he's lots of clothes, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, in this other corner, we got Tay. Now, he didn't post this one himself, but his trainer, John Games, was showing off for the camera, but not for long. He said, Tank hit me with that. Watch out now, youngster. Let me show you how it's done type of energy. And then Tank, who's 48, hopped in the comments and said, let the old man work.
Tank is so unserious to me. I can't even take him serious. Like, he's kidding at everything.
They look like little muscle men.
Little talkers.
A couple bodybuilders right there, for sure.
Guys that muscular, do they eat?
A lot.
They do?
You have to.
Do they eat bad or they eat healthy?
Very healthy. Not a fun diet.
They don't know where the pizza is.
That's like protein shakes. Protein shakes, chicken, vegetables. That's probably it.
All right, man. So who was the battle hit?
They're the same person. They look the same.
Well, no, we're not the two people in this video right here. It's this guy versus Ty Pennington.
Yeah, versus Ty here.
Yeah. I think Ty wins because he's like he eats regular food and he don't have to go through all that.
Yeah, give me pink, baby. Okay, y'all remember the show Undercover Boss, right?
And mm-hmm. do.
Well, it seems like Home Depot kind of likes the idea, but they ditched the undercover part. Now, the company reportedly enacted a new policy where all corporate employees, even senior management and remote workers, are required to work an 8-hour shift in a Home Depot store. And they have to do it once per quarter. Now, if you got hired for a desk job, how would you feel if you had to do this?
Like, if you're an accountant for Home Depot and you're keeping up with all the PVC accounts for PVC pipes in the store, once a quarter, they make you go work 8 hours in a regular Home Depot where you're helping load the PVC probably so that you know what it takes.
Yeah. I want to know what day per quarter that is, because then maybe someone can help me when I go to Home Depot. I'll be walking around. I'll be getting my steps in looking for anybody with that orange apron.
You can never find anybody.
Really?
Well, eventually you just find somebody that happens to know you from the show and be like, hey, friend.
Hey, you
know
anybody that works here?
But that's a good concept of making them work, learn how to. Actually, like with Dish Nation, they should have us learning how to work behind the camera and doing all, instead of sitting here, we should be able to do behind the camera and do the what D does and clack the thing.
Do you want to clack the thing?
Oh, well, sure love.
So you can we get the sit thing? In your spot? He can sit in your spot and do your job.
I need to learn this. Up next, Todd Chrissy just got fired. Oh, from his prison job. Mm. And baby, wait till you hear why. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Oh, welcome back.
Hey!
All right, so reality star Todd Chrisley, known for his show Chrisley Knows Best, is serving a 12-year prison sentence for fraud.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's 12 years.
He didn't know best.
Well, just when you thought things couldn't get any worse for Todd, this happens. Guys, he was reportedly fired from his prison job. Oh. Todd worked as an assistant to the chaplain in a federal prison, and reportedly Todd was removed from the position for being too chatty with the inmates who were part of the prison's drug abuse program. Oh. Todd's attorney said that he is very disappointed and upset that he can no longer participate in the administration of the setup for religious services. Oh. At this point, is it safe to say that Chrisley does not know best?
He need to stop talking so much.
Yeah. She thought she was slick, baby.
I was gonna say, what'd that sound like to you, Gary?
Girl, trust me, honey. She was working.
What was she doing? What do you think?
Girl was working overtime.
Mm-hmm. She was trying to get working, honey. So when she do get out, or when she get a nice prison, a cellmate, she like, girl, I want that one right there. That's the one she chatted with.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. We love Todd.
Like we love a Todd.
Too chatty. Like, they got nowhere else to go.
This girl could be as chatty as she want now.
We love Todd Chrisley over here at the Nation of Dish.
Maybe he was just serving.
Hold your head up, Brad. We love that man. We just reporting on what they had said in jail.
We're on in jails. He might be watching.
And?
We love Todd Chrisley.
We're sorry, Todd. We're sorry you got fired.
I want to give him the same look he gave me one time when I was at Nordstrom's.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.